It's just after 6:30 on day 13, 6:30 p.m. Day 13, Saturday the 8th of August. I'm just under 30 kilometres east of Camarwheel, my target for the day, riding directly towards the sun, which has just set. Made the last hour or so a little bit awkward because the sun was very low, and it was certainly difficult for cars coming up behind me to see me. So I've been trying to make sure I'm staying well on the left, and keep turning around to see if I can see any cars approaching. There's not much traffic, so it hasn't really been a problem. And the country around here is pretty flat, scrubby, some scraggly eucalypts, straw grass. Plenty of evidence of recent floods though, and I know they did have a lot of rain around here. We're in the Cooper River Basin, and they had some heavy rains recently, which have moved down to Lake Eyre. So there's probably a slightly more greenish tinge to everything than usual. Very red soil, dark red termite mounds, big sky, not a cloud to be seen. And as the sun sets in front of me, I suspect the moon is getting ready to rise somewhere behind me. That's been the pattern for the last few days. Can't quite see it, haven't looked around. The afternoon's been a real grind. I knew when I left Mount Isa that this 189 kilometre run to Camarwheel was going to be hard work. To set out on it very tired was going to make it hard enough anyway, and to add to that, it has been quite warm. And all I want to do is stop. I'm just desperate to stop riding. Every counting down the 10 kilometre posts, they seem to take forever to come around, and even though I think I'm riding at a reasonable pace, it still seems like it's going to be 20 kilometre an hour, which means average, which means 8 o'clock by the time I get to the motel where I have a room booked. So I'm certainly looking forward to that, having a shower, having slept rough the last two nights. I'm sure I smell. I feel very sticky and grotty. And even if it's only going to be full 4 hours, I'm looking forward to lying down in a bed with clean sheets after that shower. And maybe also having a little bit of food. I just wish I had a bit more time so I could spend some time watching the cricket. Which I was listening to last night on the radio, helped keep me awake. It'd be nice just to lie in a motel room and watch that for a while, but I don't want to use up my time tomorrow by staying up too late tonight and then making it a scramble. Not much else to say about this afternoon. It's just certainly nice to finish on schedule.